wild thing is one of our NRL Nation commentators, Mark Spud Carroll, and he's on the line. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, early from Spud's gym. What's that say, 25 to 7? I've got a couple of weapons here, I guarantee you. You've got to hit harder, otherwise I'm going to hit them back, Richard, but how are you?
Very well, thanks, mate. It's your day today. It's International Potato Day today, Spud.
International Potato Day?
Yes, it is. International Potato Day. And look, I've got to ask you again, and I know you've told us before, how did you get the nickname Spud?
Well, hopefully when people see my head, then it looks like a potato, but because I read a muscle magazine, they said friends, you eat potatoes. So I ate 16 of the biggest ones you can imagine. If any of our listeners out there don't try it, I guarantee you. Ooh, it made me cook downstairs, but I got man of the match that game, and I thought I must have to do it every game from now on. I did that, so that's it. Your nickname's Spud for me, and shitload of potatoes.
And you don't suffer from arthritis, because I had a caller earlier this morning on International Potato Day, reckons it fires up his arthritis if he eats too many potatoes.
Well, what we should do out to our listeners today, them to send a text in, and what is their favourite potato mix, regards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hot potato, mine would have mince on, you know, the open potato, what do they call it, the potato jacket.
Yeah, jacket potato, yeah.
Jacket potato, so mine would have to be with mince. But how did I go last week? Did I catch you?
Yeah, you did. Well, you haven't caught me yet. I only got two last week, so it's pretty close. You got six, and I think... Yeah. Okay, look, what do you think of the State of Origin teams that were announced earlier in the week?
Well, he's put his head on the chopping block, that being Madge McGuire, and mate, I love the side. Everyone's in form. Dylan Edwards, fantastic. My favourite, Cameron McGuinness, with his 1-2 missing. I love him. Looks like he's already played 10 Origin games. He's made his debut, and mate, it's got to be a bash-a-thon. Brutality and legal.
Right, okay. Look, you played a number of Origin games. Is it sort of next level when you talk about Origin as a player? It's a lot harder and a lot faster than NRL.
Yeah, it's the hardest game you've ever played. First 10 minutes, especially at play now, like it's so quick. You're actually waiting for someone to make a mistake when you're playing Origin, especially in earlier. It's like the worms will come out the grass. You're sucking that hard, but as a kid, you dream about playing first grade, but then you say to yourself, I want to play red footy. And see, just about those two blues, Richard, I remember how excited I was. I had to wait till I was 25, right? And I actually slept in my tracksuit that night.
All right. And are you superstitious? You know, before you play a game, did you always wear the same things or go through the same ritual?
Mate, I'll tell you what, if any of our listeners out there, go and get the Spud the Mark Carroll's book, right? I'm actually an author, but there's actually a chapter of my superstitions. Mate, where do I start? I was horrible. I got to a stage where if I got man of the match, I'd go back to the same restaurant at the same time, I'd park the car at the same spot. If someone was in my seat, I'd wait to leave. Sometimes it was 2 hours.
All righty,
right,
okay.
That's a beginner.
And you'd be happy with the State of Origin. Manly, you've got both captains, DCE and Jake Trbojevic. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's Jake. I love his emotion. I remember when he captained Manly once and he come in, he was crying, bawling, actually. I said, Jake, you okay? He goes, yeah, I just lost the toss.
All righty, round 30.
It'd be great.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. And, of course, yeah, you'll give us a big wrap-up next Thursday morning. Okay, tonight, round 3 kicks off. All the action here from 7 o'clock tonight. Brett Camorley, Tim Manor, Joel Kane calling the game. Parramatta with the addition of Mitch Moses playing only his fourth game of the season. Clint Gutherson's back as well. Look, I'm going to stick my neck out. Cronulla got flogged last week. I'm going for the home team, Parramatta.
Yeah, I think I'll have to join you, I think. Missed a couple of players, Hines and McGuinness, Sharks, but those two have to steer this ship out of the Parramatta Eels. And I want Trent Barrett to go well, mate. I want him to get some wings up and create this into his own side so he actually keeps the job.
All righty. Okay, we're both going Eels tonight, tomorrow night. There's only the five games this weekend, the split round because of State of Origin. It's here in Newcastle at McDonald Jones Stadium. The Knights take on the Bulldogs. This is not going to be an easy one. Kurt Mann up against his old club. Kick out due to injury, minus Burton and Crichton due to Origin. I'm going the Knights.
Yeah, I'll go the other way. I think the Bulldogs, sure, they're missing a couple of big players, but what's happening in the New South Wales Cup, they're actually going really well. They're building a good foundation. I think I'm going to go again. She'll go the Wolves.
Okay, you're going the Bulldogs. Let's make sure there's a big local vocal crowd there tomorrow night at McDonald Jones Stadium. Two games on Saturday. The early game at 5:30 at Bluebet. The Panthers take on the Dragons. Number of new faces in the Penrith side. Five stars playing Origin duty. The Red V minus Zach Lomax, Ben Hunt and Jaden Suara due to Origin. I'm going the Panthers, but I think it'll be a close one.
Yeah, I'm going to be the same. They are like clockwork. Players move out. Players move in. They proved that last week against the Sharks. Go to Panthers.
Okay, the late game, 7:30, up at Redcliffe. The Dolphins take on the Raiders. This could be another good one. The Finns minus the Hammer and Felice Kafusi, due to Origin, but looking to get back on the winners list. For Canberra, no Hudson Young due to Origin. Josh Papali returns. I'm going the home team, the Dolphins.
Yeah, I'll go the other way. I think Ricky Stewart used to be a size 9 boot. He actually put someone else's on. He put size 12s and hit him up the gluteus maximus as hard from last week's performance.
Yeah.
Down there at home, you'll see a better Raiders. Don't want to go against you again, so I'll probably take the lead after this weekend.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. He's talking very confidently. The one game on Sunday is the telly game. The Roosters take on the Cowboys. The Tricolours, pretty impressive last week, but they're going to be without four of their stars due to Origin. North Queensland, six players out due to Origin commitments. I'm going the home team, the Roosters.
Yeah, Roosters, 13 plus. Another answer.
Yeah, all right. I've gone to all home teams, and you're obviously tipping a Blues win for State of Origin 1 next Wednesday.
There's no other name than New South Wales.
Good on you, mate. Good on you. And I hope you have some prayerties today, being your day, National Potato Day,
yeah.
Spud.
Well, happy Potato Day to all our listeners out there. And great to hear your voice. I hear in the morning, I hear when I'm driving to work at 5 o'clock, and you're mate, fantastic. What a way to start my day.
All right, I'll have some spuds just for you, mate. Go the Blues next week. We'll catch up next Thursday. You have a good day. Mark Spud Carroll with his thoughts on round 13 of the National Rugby League. It kicks off tonight. Full coverage of the game right here from 7 o'clock tonight, the Parramatta Cronulla game. Tim Manor, Brett Cormorley and Joel Kane calling the game. Should be a ripper.